A tragic accident changed the course of his life forever. For most, it would have begun a life of discontent and wallowing around in self-misery. For Jonathan Nadeau, it kickstarted a new chapter of inspiration and appreciation. Even though he lost his sight permanently, he gained a passion to put creativity first in all areas of his life. And now, he wants to encourage you to do the same. There are times when you'll be faced with a choice. Be crushed by the weight of the situation, or use the fresh start to rebound bigger, better, and more inspired than ever before. This is Tornado, stories of those who refuse to choose defeat and instead chose to embrace the storm. Here's your host, Jonathan Nadeau.
Greetings and salutations. Thank you for joining us. My name is Jonathan Nadeau, and this is Embrace Your Storm. We've got another exciting episode for you as always. Today I'm speaking with Andy. She submitted a film to the Tornado Film Festival, Unmasked. So Andy, thanks for coming on today.
Hi, John. Lovely to meet you and hope to catch up someday in person soon. Thank you so much for taking time out for us today.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Thanks for coming on. So the question I like to ask everyone before we get into Unmasked is what brought you to using to film as being your creative outlet? Like, what brought you on that down that road?
Well, I have been a career banker. I have been a banker for most part of my life. And then one day I just decided to follow my heart and follow my passions. And that's how I ended up in the creative world. I started as a theater producer, and then I moved on to making films. And today, I have made about 9 films under my production banner, Arclight Productions. And I love acting. I direct a lot of my films. I've directed 5 films. I write. I dabble in screenplay. I love music. I love choreography. So anything creative, it's bring it on for me. And it's been a lovely, soul-fulfilling journey for me so far in this new creative phase of my life.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So what kind of like films did you like, you know, watching when you're growing up?
So books, films, my favorite genres were always mystery, thriller, or rom-coms. I am a sucker for rom-coms. I love romantic tales and I love thrillers. So those are my favorite genres. As a viewer, those used to be my favorite genres. And I realized as a filmmaker, I've been making a variety of stuff, but again, these two genres are where I feel that I'm doing very well. And maybe it was something that I've carried in me since I was a kid, which I'm only realizing now that I'm trying my hand at different genres. So interesting, very interesting.
And so I guess that leads into kind of Unmasked. You want to tell the story, the audience about what Unmasked is about?
Yes, so Unmasked is a featured film. It's about a 15-minute film. It's a thriller. And it's one of the, as I just mentioned, it's one of the genres I really enjoy. And Unmasked has been loved by audiences in Singapore. We opened to our premiere show had 700 audiences, and we've had multiple shows since. And it's a edge of the seat kind of thriller where, in brief, this very wealthy lady. The film's based in Singapore, so it's about this family in Singapore, and this wealthy lady has been murdered, and during her funeral ritual of the 13th day, which is a custom thing in India, we see how many members of her family and friends who are there at her ritual, they each seem to have a motive for murder. So, you know, we kind of, the story uncovers how everybody seems to have a motive for murder. And then the story goes on to uncover, you know, various things happen and how then we know how the murder happened and why it happened. And then there are twists and turns. And one moment you think, oh, this person is the murderer. And then you realize, oh, there's another mastermind behind it. And mm-hmm. then in the end, you realize there's another kingpin behind it. So it's That's like cool. You know, a typical thriller of twists and turns and basically like, you know, entertainment. Entertainment is what that this movie was. And it was amazing fun doing it. And our audiences have loved it. It's got amazing music, background score, which kind of, you know, makes you feel the film.
Definitely, definitely. So what's the background about the ritual you're talking, like that's part of the movie? Like, what is that?
So that is called Teravi, which is when somebody passes away, I mean, there's obviously the cremation, etc. And on the 13th day, the family and friends usually will get together to do prayers for the soul and also in some cases celebrate the person who's passed away. Like, you know, you're basically there to revisit memories of the person who's passed away. It's called Teravi. Teravi means 13. So it is the 13th day after death. And it's one of the final rituals of a person passing away.
Okay, so, that's cool. So then the that's where the during that time,
that's where all the flashbacks, like,
yeah,
so I mean in a normal Teravi you'll see people going up in front and addressing the audience about their memories of this person. In this film, the way it transpires is there's a person taking a tray of tea to every member at the event, and as the tray of tea passes from one person to another, that person goes back into his flashback of memories of that incident, which kind of shows their relationship with the victim and their motive. Like, you know,
that's cool. I like movies that's like that play. Kind of.
Yeah. I mean, it's not a linear narrative. It's a non-linear narrative. It kind of goes back and forth between flashbacks and stuff. So, and then it has, as I mentioned, lots of twists and turns. So, but that's what thrillers, you know, that's what make thrillers entertaining, right? Like,
absolutely.
Linear is no fun.
Now, is it not, did you write, you wrote this script then?
So the story came from a writer based in Singapore. And then the creative director of the film and myself and the writer, we sat together and we worked out the screenplay, and which is the usual way I do my films, that a lot of writers in Singapore will keep sending stories to me. Like at any point in time, I have a bank of 25 scripts that I'm sitting on. So at least 25, I pick what I want to make and then we start the work of developing the script. So it's a long process. It takes months for us to develop a story to a script to a screenplay. So yes, I was writing this. I mean, I was one of the writers for the script and the screenplay stages, but the story idea came from somebody else, like, you know.
So how long
for us,
how long did it take you to produce the film?
So my films are produced pretty fast. We are a lean, mean team and very, very micro budget films we make, because we produce our films in a market like Singapore, which is quite small, like in terms of the revenue returns that we can get back. We're not in an established industry like, say, Hollywood or India. So we have to keep our costs really, really low. These are micro budget films that I make. It easily, so Unmasked was done very fast, I think about 8 months.
Oh, wow.
But I was making three films together. So I took 1.5 years to make three films.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was kind of back to back and running parallel, like post-production was kind of running parallel. It was quite a stretch. After my screenings, I took a 2-month clean break. Like, didn't do anything. I was dead. I was like completely wiped out.
I believe it.
but yeah, it was a very, very rewarding journey because audiences loved our films and it all worked out well.
That's really cool. So what I think you mentioned earlier, like you have some other scripts. So like what are some projects you're working on right now? Like after you have, now that you have Unmasked, you know, finished and that's making its circuit.
So nothing that I have spoken about publicly yet.
Okay. So, okay.
But yeah, there are a couple of projects that big projects that I'm working on, and I have ambitions and dreams of making them bigger and better than anything I've done so far. So fingers crossed on that. And yeah, I hope we have everybody's best wishes to make our combined dreams come true. I mean, it's not just my dreams, but dreams of my team, like the team that I represent, the team of artists who work with me to create these works of art. So yeah, we're all collectively dreaming to make something bigger and better.
That's cool. So like what advice would you give to people starting in the film industry? Like what would you like that are getting started, you know, right? Like whether it's, you know, writing a script or maybe getting into producing or directing, like what advice would you give someone?
So if you ask me for a very honest opinion, I would say that either have like, at least when you're starting out, I mean, this is a very tough industry to kind of really make a mark. So at least when you're starting out, until you found your footing, especially financially, you should have an alternate profession. I mean, you know, till you found your footing, and because after all, I mean, you have to pay the bills, right?
I hear you.
To get through your life as well. Then, yeah, I mean, when you've really found your footing and you know that you can make it big, then, you know, you can just go all in. But like in my case, I had a banking career to kind of, you know, see me through. And then I also have a financial consultancy business that I'm running on the side. But it is very challenging, especially in the early years. There's a lot of struggle. So unless you, I mean, either you have rich parents or a rich husband or somebody to sustain you, or if you need to sustain yourself, then you need to have something on the side. And it needs a lot of passion and patience. It needs like, you know, you have to be patient. You have to be patient with yourself. It is not something that you can build in a day. It takes a long time to, like, you know, usually a film, if I'm trying to create a feature film, it'll take 1.5 years to make. Right. You know, and for the 1.5 years, the whole world will be asking you, what are you doing? Like, you know,
right. Exactly.
So it needs patience. It needs a lot of dedication. It's like long hours, because when I'm in the middle of a project, sometimes I have 20-hour days, you know, and like I remember this one time we had a 24-hour shoot, you know. Wow. I mean, it's crazy, because you have, when you're working with micro budgets, then, you know, if you have like your location for a day, or, you know, you have your cinematographer for limited hours, and you just have to squeeze in everything, and you have to do production work at the end of the day. So it's a lot, like, you, so you need a lot of passion and patience.
you hit the nail on the head. You're definitely right about the patience part. I think a lot of people don't realize how much that comes into play when they, especially when it comes into creating a film. There's so much that comes into to getting that from the script to you know, seeing it on a screen, or, you know, getting that finished product. So it does take a lot of patience and time. You're right.
Yes. And a lot of flexibility, you know, like, you sometimes our scripts develop on the stage, I mean, on the sets, and
right.
Tell our actors, you know, you have to be flexible. You have to be, just because you've learned your lines does not mean that is the line that's going to come on screen.
Exactly.
But it's an amazingly fun process. I think everybody in my team, I mean, they are doing it because they love doing it. That's the beauty of it. So yeah, I mean, it's a great place to be with a bunch of like-minded people, and it's awesome fun. It's soul fulfilling. Definitely, like, I can put that down on paper, that when, you know, audience watches you on screen and appreciates your work, nothing that you do anywhere else in the world feels as great as that.
I hear you. Yeah, so, no, definitely.
So it is very rewarding, but yeah.
So do you want to give out like websites or social media stuff, so if people want to get a hold of you, or if...
Sure. They can, I have a website, arclightproduction.com. And if you search for Anindita Ghosh Singapore on Google, you'll get about 1.5 pages worth of articles on me. So
there you go.
But it's A-N-I-N-D-I-T-A G-H-O-S-H. That's how I spell my name. Andy is just the name that my friends call me by. So yeah, Anindita Ghosh, Arclight Productions, and you'll be able to contact me.
Andy, thank you so much for your time and your submission to the festival. Without your work, there'd be no Tornado Film Festival. So thank you so much.
No, thank you so much, John, for taking time out to you know, chat with us and to hear our experiences from another part of the world. You're in a very different industry. I hope I have been able to give you a flavor of the Singapore market and the Singapore film industry, a small part of it. Thank you so much. Lovely. And I'd love to collaborate and see where it takes us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much again, Andy, for your time. And everyone, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. And don't forget to embrace your storm. See ya.
Tornado with Jonathan Nadeau. If you haven't yet, please subscribe now so you're first to hear new episodes with more stories of inspiration about the highs and lows of life and how embracing the storm is so much more fulfilling of a life than being crushed by the weight of the world. And until then, we hope you're inspired to do something, whether it's creating, participating, or learning, whatever leads you to your personal passion.